John Sadler's got a couple today. Miss Norway resuming today.
I would have her down as clearly my best. In fact, I'd be disappointed if she doesn't win.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
As it lies, Miss Norway ahead, Bobba. Oh, that's close. Tight. Photo finish. As it lies, or Miss Norway.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
We've got two tracks today we need to have a chat about because there are two meetings, funnily enough. Adam White, we're at Mowi this afternoon and Moonee Valley a little bit later on. And I want to know what sort of surfaces we are playing on, if you don't mind.
Well, obviously the rain is a big issue with the last 24 hours or so. We're going to Mowi to start with Paul Graham. Paul, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Adam and Daniel. Merry Christmas from Mowi Racing Club.
Yeah, absolutely, and to all of you down at Mowi as well. What sort of rain did we get in the last 24 hours? It's been a big talking point.
Yeah, look, we picked up 13.5 mil here, so we've missed a bit. There's been all around us, it's probably got a little bit more, but yeah, we had 13.5 mil come in at around about 3 o'clock yesterday, arvo.
It's one of those things that you kind of, you know, you got to anticipate what you think you'd get. Is that what were you thinking going in?
Oh, look, we thought we were going to get the full. The full Monty, actually. So we were probably expecting 40. So we're probably reasonably pleased with what we've got come in. And then we're not quite sure what we're going to pick up this afternoon. At the moment, the weather's beautiful. You know, it's a magnificent morning.
Okay. All right. So from a weather update to a track update, what have we got from a penetrometer point of view, the rail, etc.?
Yeah, we're 5.23, which adds up to soft six. Rail's in the true. It's gone back to the true from the previous meeting. And, once again, a nice, nice cover of grass right across the course.
Excellent. Well, good luck this afternoon, Paul, and hopefully not too much rain.
Thanks very much, lads.
Okay, so 5.2 and true for Mowi as we go to Marty Sinan at Moonee Valley. I wonder how much we got in the city over the last 24 hours, particularly out at Moonee Valley. Marty, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What did you get?
We got 25 mil, so I'm quite happy with that. I had this track quite firm on Wednesday in preparation that we're going to get some rain, and we also air raided on Monday just so we got more rain than what we actually got to get through the profile. So we're currently on a soft five with a going sticker 8.9 and a shearer 12.9. As I said, we had 25 mil in the last 24 hours, 28 for the week, and we've had no irrigation over 24 hours but 16.5, and the rail's out six. So.
Look, it's obviously guesswork, but what are you anticipating today, rain-wise?
Looking at the radar, it is coming in from the east, so if we probably get another 5 to 10 mil, that may put us in that soft six range. But as I said, because I had the track so firm going into the rain, it's kind of just really needed that into rain just to get it into that soft five. It's just borderline. I've had a couple of horses just go around with Steve Arnold on board, and he reckons it's just a soft five. So I'm pretty happy with that. If we get no rain, then there's a chance it could get to a good four. But if we get that rain that looks like it's coming across from the east, then we'll probably be in that soft five, soft six range for tonight. But it should race well. We're in the true the last two meetings, so we've got a really good cover of grass out there in the 6 metre position. And that's half the reason I put the rail out there, just to give the track a rest on the inside. We'll be back in the true next week and just put out six where they can do a bit of damage if they get into it and it's out a bit wider.
And, Marty, we just had a chat to George about his edging. When you're home, being a grassman, are you a whippersnipperman or a pizza cutterman with your edges at the grass at home?
Well, I live on course, so I just whippersnipper. I get the boys to do it, so I'm pretty lucky in that sense. So, I make that part of their job, so I don't have to mow the lawns too much. But I've got a pretty big backyard, as you see. I've got a race course as a backyard because I live on course. So, I'll use a whippersnipper, though.
Whippersnipper for Marty. Good on you, mate. We appreciate your time. Thanks for all your help through the year as well. We look forward to chatting in 2019. Good stuff, mate.
Thanks, guys.
The track manager at Moonee Valley. That's tonight's racing at Mowi this afternoon. You've heard all the conditions, and hopefully we'll get you some winners after 7 o'clock, Whitey. But it's time for the Hall of Fame.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
You can't laugh to start this.
Come on. It's the Hall of Fame, mate.
For 2018, here are the nominations for the Hall of Fame on the Early Mail. Patrick Payne for the second time. Also for the second time, Mick Price, John McArdle, and Troy Corstens, who only just got in.
Oh, you can't have little qualifiers like that.
First timers in 2018, Robbie Griffiths, George Osborne, John Sadler, and Dan O'Sullivan. But standing head and shoulders above everybody else in 2018, as we welcome him to legend status in just the second year, Daniel Harford, please welcome
Ben Hayes. Ben, good morning.
Good morning. That was an interesting intro. That was good.
Well, look, mate, the early mail has become an iconic segment here on The Breakfast Club, and what you have been able to do in the first couple of years has elevated you very, very quickly. We didn't think we'd be elevating to legend status for at least 4 or 5 years, but what you've been able to do in your day on Bendigo Cup Day, the 31st of October, I'll never forget it, where you gave us the biggest double we've ever had from one trainer on one day, and it's without doubt the committee got together after the back of that and said, we need to elevate this man to legend status. It's been a big year. Ben, congratulations for what you've done for the Early Mail.
Oh, thank you very much, guys. I'm absolutely honoured.
Well, you've had a big year, to be honest. Obviously, the stable is flying. Your brother has been drafted to the Bulldogs, but this would have to be still number one on the list, I would have thought.
Oh, definitely. To be able to be legendary radio on the radio. My grandfather was a legendary Hall of Fame horse trainer, so I'm one up on him now.
Well, that's right. That's something that the great CS and your father, David, have never achieved, legend status on the Early Mail.
Exactly. So, yep, thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Well, we're happy to help. What would help the statue be built a little bit quicker would be perhaps something across the weekend. Anything for us across the weekend, Benny, as we elevate you to legend status?
I think tonight I've got a horse called Pick Up the Pieces in race two. Looks like she's trained on nicely, and I think she'll run really well.
See, this is very good stuff. We didn't even know we were going to do that. That was just a random comment from me. Race two, number two, Pick Up the Pieces, just to celebrate the legend status of Benny Hayes. And what does Christmas hold for the Hayes crew, Benny?
It's a big couple of weeks. We've got an early family Christmas in South Australia, where we're all mum's side of the family. And then we have the Hayes family Christmas on Christmas at Euroa. So nice and busy, lots of travelling, and you know, the horses, we've got to keep feeding them as well and working them. So busy time of year for trainers.
It always is, mate. We do appreciate every time you get a chance to jump on the blower with us and have a bit of fun on the Early Mail. It's good stuff. Send our best to all the family and all the stable there at Euroa and the whole team. And we wish you a great off-season, or for us anyway. It's great. It's Christmas season. Look forward to catching up with you in 2019. Congratulations on elevation to legend status.
Cheers. Thank you, guys.
Good stuff. Benny Hayes, our first ever legend.
It's becoming, quite a CV. Two-time Hall of Famer and legend as well. So that's quite the achievement. Yeah. Pick Up the Pieces, $4.60, just by the way.
Race two, number two tonight at Moonee Valley. A two-time Hall of Famer has been good enough to join us on the line this morning. John McArdle is back with us. Good morning, John.
How are we, gentlemen?
We're going very well. It's not quite fish and chip time just yet, but it's another feather in your cap, I'm sure.
Oh, mate, look, my good lady wife gave birth to our second child last week, but I think this is a great honour, to be quite honest.
Second child, well done, congratulations.
Yeah, it's been good right up until today when our two-year-old decided that he didn't want her living with him anymore. But anyway.
How did that sort of manifest itself, that conversation?
Daddy, I love Kenzie, can she live somewhere else?
Well, it can happen, it can happen.
Yeah.
Well, now, what's on for you for Christmas, Johnny?
Work, just looking at getting a look at a few Magic Millions horses before I head up there just after Christmas. I'll have the retrobates that I call my brothers and sisters coming down for Christmas, so my wife will be very, very happy about that, because there'll probably be some decent red-white arguments in the wee hours of the morning around Christmas time, but otherwise just work as normal.
Right, that sounds about right. Now, you've got two today for us. Now, we haven't rung you to get a tip, but if you've got something for us, we'd be happy to take it.
Well, I would have tipped you Duolette, but he's getting scratched. He'll run at Mornington on Tuesday. So there's a little long-range one for the punters. He'll be hard to beat on Tuesday on his home track. And Animovo, you're a brave man if you have your money on him.
It's the sort of stuff that gets your Hall of Fame status, the honesty you provide for us. So dual lead on Tuesday at Mornington. Have a bit of a look for that at Long Ranger to get yourself some Christmas cash to buy some presents. Johnny, we appreciate all the fun and frivolity you have with us on the Early Mail, mate. Thank you for your assistance in 2018. Look forward to catching up soon.
No worries, and if Juliet wins Tuesday, you never know, I might upgrade all the Hall of Famers to a large Happy Meal for the presentation award.
I'll tell you what, if you can do a long-range forecast winner on the Early Mail, that could be the second ever elevation to legend status.
Well, we were sort of preempting for 2019 type for early nomination.
Well, young Benny Hayes has given me something to aspire to, so I'll be working hard.
Well, life's about ambition, and we appreciate your ambition to become a legend in the Hall of Fame. Good stuff.
No,
Johnny McArdle. It's got Juliet running on Tuesday morning. Just as a heads up, we didn't know that either. But that is a very big winning chance on Tuesday. George has taken note of that too at the back with his with his heavies. So that's we've got a couple of tips today as part of the Hall of Fame ceremony, which I wasn't quite expecting. I must admit, Whitey.
No,
not quite expecting.
Well, yeah, it's an emotional time.
Well, there's been some great moments. Now, Dan O'Sullivan, we should pay tribute to Dan O'Sullivan, who's a first-timer in the Hall of Fame. And if we go back to April 3 it was, the highlight of the year, without a doubt, on the back of Benny Hayes' double on Bendigo Cup Day, was what Dan O'Sullivan did for us on the 3rd of April at Ballarat when he said to us that Fine Embers is going to be a very, very fine winning chance. $19.80 was our biggest winner for the Early Mail for the year. And that's why Dan was rushed into the Hall of Fame.
Or it became an automatic selection straight away.
Yeah.
So he's known since April that he was going to have a big morning today. So I think that was a no-brainer. Just with your spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Is it actually a thing, or are you just making it up?
Look at this, mate. Look at this. It's a thing.
To what month?
There's a lot of red on it.
Yeah, there's a lot of red. Now, but remembering we're having a dollar investment every day with our trainers. There's a lot of red for the minus, for the dollar, but there's a lot of green as well, and I haven't actually updated the green wins. There are more wins. It's all the data's in there, but the highlight hasn't been put in place. So it's all there. We are slightly in the red for the year. The number's not important. Just slightly in the red for the Early Mail. But regardless, we've had some great assistance. And Robbie Griffiths is in the Hall of Fame, and he joins us on the Breakfast Club's Hall of Fame ceremony. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning, half.
This has been something I know has been talked about a lot at the Cranbourne Training Complex, the Early Mail Hall of Fame, and now you're there. Is it a na-na-ni-na-na sort of moment for you and the other trainers?
Yep, definitely. Haven't slept all night in anticipation for this, and disappointed not to be the top dog, but anyway, I'll have to work harder.
Well, I don't think we spoke to anyone more than yourself over the course of the year, and it always seemed that you always had 8, 9, 10 runners that we'd have to go through with you every morning, so we appreciate all that you did for us.
That's a pleasure, Whitey.
There was a bit of courage shown by Robbie. I believe that, and this is according to the judges, the panel, under government supervision, that when they spoke about Robbie's inclusion in the Hall of Fame, we had gone through a rough patch.
There was a rough patch.
And we needed someone to show some character and get us back on track.
That's correct.
A leader.
Yep.
We know of Robbie's leadership skills in the training ranks, and he came good for us and got us back going again.
Yeah, he did. And that's, well, it's part of history, isn't it?
Is it actually in the spreadsheet
I've
there?
I've just got to find it. I wasn't expecting you to get to that point so quickly. I'll find that. But what we do know about Robbie is not only does he give us his time a lot, he finds winners a lot too. And he's got a couple of runners today too, Robbie. Wouldn't mind asking you about Tulpa in race 4 today at Maui. Any love for that today?
Yeah, lots of love for her. She's really knocking on the door, and she gets her chance, looks a race in two with Mikey's turf. So I think that she's a super chance half to get the job done for us there.
Right, so even when, again, Hall of Fame ceremony, they're still finding winners for us. Robbie, it's great to be a part of your world on the Early Mail and the Breakfast Club. We appreciate everything you do for us. Have a great Christmas, and we look forward to catching up with you as a Hall of Fame member in 2019.
Thanks very much, guys, and Merry Christmas to everyone as well. Thank you.
Good stuff. Robbie Griffiths, one of our favourites on the Early Mail.
Just a suggestion, when you two are bouncing off each other, that you know what each other are going to talk about.
We are very much of the ethos here on the Breakfast Club that near enough is
okay.
It's spontaneous.
Yeah, well, at least give your man just a little bit of help. Well, so I'm going to mention this. Can you find it?
As we are in a dining room table situation, the communication devices aren't quite as good as they would be in a studio.
Well, sort of, you've had three meetings about this week.
Well, that's probably overstating it. I reckon. It's about spontaneity, is what he says. That's the magic of radio.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
Too much planning. You might as well do sitcoms.
Absolutely.
That's sort of a drama, a sitcom TV sort of thing.
We have got a live studio audience, though, today.
We do. They're everywhere. The bouncers are getting involved. They are just shuffling George in as we speak because he's getting ready for the Friday form after 7 o'clock. Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst, will mentor George through the next segment. And Trent Lengscar from the Tab will join us as well. Scotty Gallen, not too far away. And Steve Horvat from the West Melbourne Group, getting access to the Hyundai A-League expansion conversation yesterday for 2019-20. Looking forward to chatting to him as well. It's all still to come on the final edition of the Breakfast Club for 2018.